President Muhammadu Buhari responded to the NSAS protests with a speech 1 year ago promising a number of reforms. They include the ban on the special anti-robbery squad and promise to penalize erring officers. He also said the government would set up judicial panels of inquiry in all 36 states that will be chaired by retired high court judges and would include youths and members of civil society groups. To date, many but not all states have named their panels. Protesters had also called for the government to compensate families with members who had been tortured and killed by the police and have officers who had worked in the SARS unit to be psychologically evaluated before being reassigned to other work. They also called for an increase in pay for police in an effort to end corruption. But observers say expectations that the government would urgently initiate comprehensive reforms to end police misconduct have not been implemented. Frank Tete, a human rights and development lawyer in Abuja, expressed his disappointment.
1 year after, sadly, nothing has changed in the character and modus operandi of the National Police of Nigeria that is exclusively controlled by the federal government. The story of widespread human rights violation and general impunity have remained on the increase despite the NSAS protest of last year.
Tete labels the state judicial inquiries set up by the government as make-believe.
The various NSAS panels of inquiry that were set up across the country to hear individual complaints of human rights violations by the Special Anti-Robbery Squad of the Nigerian Police were viewed largely by many Nigerians as a mere charade. This view is also shared by many policemen who believe that nothing will come out from the panels.
Civil rights activist Okechukwu Nwanguma urges Nigeria citizens to continue demanding for reforms to better the country.
Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. If citizens remain vigilant and steadfast in demanding reforms, then reforms must happen. Civil society must continue to lead the charge in pushing for far-reaching reforms. The NSAS campaign was a mere spark for the more comprehensive police reform that is long overdue.
The international watchdog Human Rights Watch says hopes for accountability remain inconclusive and bleak. Nigerians want officials to tackle the systematic problems that foster a culture of impunity in the security sector and push forward with comprehensive and meaningful reforms to end the abuses and injustices Nigerians are still experiencing. The police spokesperson refused repeated requests to speak with the VOA. For VOA News, Munachi Chooks.